Good morning. Are you with us?
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So there you were, Monday morning, minding your own business, getting on with your happy little life. And
big life.
Happy big life. Big I'm life. Sorry, I didn't mean to disparage at all. And then all hell broke loose, and there you were involved in writing about this madness that is South Africa.
Yeah, I know that we often say in South Africa that truth is stranger than fiction, and I think this is very much the case again. You know, obviously this is something we didn't anticipate.
Right.
I think that the aftermath of it certainly has been interesting because there's just so much speculation about what's going on and an accident or all sorts of conspiracy theories about Gavin Watson are emerging.
Right, I laughed at your article because you said if you had sort of a dollar for every time, every message or text that you got, and I realized, oh my word, I was one of those. So I do apologize for not having converted that into hard cash, but nevertheless. So it's, but what I did see that you wrote yesterday was, You dispelled the notion that he is in Barbados sipping cocktails at the moment.
Yeah, there seems to be this theory that he might be, I think, in the Cayman Islands with Stephen Rivera, sipping on Bloody Marys or pina coladas. If you look at social media, the general consensus of people seems to be that he affects this accident.
Right.
So either that he had used a wax figurine like a Madame Tussauds special, or that he had paid a homeless man, and now that a witness has evolved, who was apparently driving behind him, that this witness was maybe paid off. And then I've been paid off as well to tweet about the fact that I have actually seen photographs. So there are photographs of Gavin Watson on the scene, which I haven't tweeted or posted on social media. But it, you know, from these photographs, it certainly looks as though it is Gavin Watson.
Right, and
so I don't think there's reason to believe that it's
well, Mandy, if you were paid off, I hope you received it in a Louis Vuitton handbag, as one normally does in this environment.
I would like a Louis Vuitton handbag, but not in exchange for...
No. Look, you know what, the interesting thing is, Mandy, and I think it's a massive compliment to you, is that we have very... Unfortunately, very few people in this country that we actually believe. So when somebody like you and when you specifically tweeted it out yesterday and you say, I've seen this, I've seen the photos, I'm not tweeting them, but I have seen them, I think that goes a massive way to dispel some of the speculation and some of the conspiracy theories. And I do think, you know, when I saw it yesterday, when I saw that tweet, I thought, this is really, really, you can really pat yourself on the back for having achieved the amount of credibility that you have in a very difficult space. So, I just wanted to pay you that compliment.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I would like to believe it, and that's why I felt it was important to tweet that, to dispel any of these rumors. However, there is still a large portion of society that, regardless of my credibility, still believes that he's faking, that he's trying to escape some kind of responsibility. And, you know, I'm not convinced that anything is going to persuade them of that, you know, whether they are 17 independent eyewitnesses and a pathologist of their own appointment. I still think they'll refuse to believe that it's actually Gavin Watson.
Right, we'll cue them in the moon landing or vaccinations.
And the sniper on the grassy knoll and who killed JFK.
Exactly.
But
Mandy, having seen the photographs yourself, can you say in your mind unequivocally you believe it is Gavin Watson and he is dead?
Look, I certainly believe so, but, you know, anything is possible in this country. I mean, I've seen photos of Fred Kibble and the post-mortem report, and there are still some people that believe that he is not actually dead.
Right.
I just don't see the theater of it, how it could be reasonably possibly true that it is not him. I just think it's so extraordinary that kind of setup in such a project space.
So really what really remains is the possibilities is that either it was a terrible accident, or he was murdered, or it was a suicide. Those are really.
Yeah, I think those are the three reasonable ones. That he may have had a heart attack or a stroke and blacked out and crashed into the pillow. So it may have just been an accident. It may have been a suicide. He may have deliberately driven into the pillar to make it look like an accident with the insurance to pay out.
Right.
Or he may have been driven off the road or chased.
Right.
And we would need CCTV footage to confirm that, but there is no CCTV footage on that section of the road.
And so far we know that no one's confirmed that he was booked on any flight to leave the cell phone. You know, a lot of I've seen in a number of articles no cell phone found with him, therefore it was either stolen or left at home. But I mean, it's very easy to verify, surely, if it was at home. Either it is or it isn't.
Yeah, the police would check phone records to see where it was pinging. So they would have checked to see whether he lived it at home, whether it was there. You know, there are vagrants that live under that bridge. It's possible that one of them stole it. What is the significance of the phone? No bags, no passport, no indication that it was just on a flight going anywhere. So he may have been going to a meeting, he may have been going to collect someone, he may have been going to catch a flight. We just don't know at this stage.
Right. Unfortunately, the line is not a great one, Mandy, so I'm going to have to leave it there.